Good morning, boys. Okay, let's turn to Proverbs 24. What are you thankful for this morning?
For the nice sunshine, good weather.
Yeah, that's a blessing, isn't it? After a real warm summer, to get a little cooler days. Okay, do you have some prayer requests before we start here?
For my father.
Okay, let's pray for your father, Peter.
Lloyd and Jessica, up here.
Good. Okay, let's start with prayer. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning you've given to us again. Thank you for the sunshine and the cooler weather. Thank you for health and strength and the blessing and privilege of being able to gather together here with friends and brothers and sisters. Give us what we need this morning. We need your help and strength and wisdom, understanding to walk this way. And lead us, Lord, and just give us your help. Bless Floyd and Jessica as they plan to move up here. Give them a safe flight and bless their time down there too. And help Peter to... just give him health and strength and wisdom. Encourage him and help him to follow you, Lord. And may your will be done in each of our lives. Bless us as we read your word here, and may we understand it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Proverbs 24. Issues of life and death. My son, do not envy evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart ponders a lie, and their lips speak of sufferings. A house is built with wisdom, and it is built up with understanding. Storehouses are filled with perception from all honorable and good riches. It is better to be a wise man of strength and a man having discernment than to be a man who has a large estate. War comes from the skill of a commander, but help comes from the heart of a counselor. Wisdom and good thinking are in the gates of the wise. The wise do not turn away from the mouth of the Lord, but they deliberate with counsels. Death happens to the uninstructed, and a man without discernment shall die in his sins. And uncleanness will pollute a pestilent man in an evil day, in a day of tribulation, until he dies. Rescue those being led into death, and saw off the bonds of those being cast out. Do not spare them help. If you say, I do not know this man, know that the Lord knows the hearts of all, and he who formed every breath knows all things, who will render to each man according to his works. My son, eat honey, for the honeycomb is good, that your throat may be sweetened. Thus you shall discern wisdom for your soul. For if you find it, there will be a good end to your life, and hope will not abandon you. Do not bring an ungodly man to the dwelling of the righteous, neither be deceived by the full satisfaction of the stomach. For a righteous man will fall 7 times and rise again, but the ungodly shall weaken in evils. If your enemy falls, do not rejoice over him, and do not exalt yourself at his stumbling. Because the Lord will see this, and it will not please him, and he will turn his anger from him. Do not rejoice in evildoers, nor envy sinners, for there is no future for evil men, and the lamp of the ungodly shall be put out. Fear God, my son, and the king, and disobey neither of them. For suddenly they will take retribution on the ungodly, and who will know the punishments of both? A son who guards the word will be free from destruction, for he receives it fully. Let no lie be spoken from your tongue to the king, and let no lie come from his tongue. The tongue of the king is a sword and not of flesh, for whoever it delivers, it will annihilate. For if his anger is sharpened, it destroys men with its sinews, and it devours the bones of men, and it burns like a flame, so as to be inedible for the nestlings of eagles. Now I say the following to you, the wise, to observe. It is not good to be partial in judgment. He who says about an ungodly man, he is righteous, shall be accursed to people and despicable to nations. For those who reprove him shall appear more but those who reprove him shall appear more excellent, and a good blessing shall come upon them. And they will kiss the lips that answer good words. Prepare your works for your going forth, and prepare yourself for the field, and walk behind me, and you shall build up your house. Do not be a false witness against your countryman, neither open wide your lips. Do not say, I will treat him as he treated me, and I shall avenge myself on him wherein he wronged me. A man without discernment is like a field, and a man in need of discernment is like a vineyard. If you leave it alone, it will remain dry and barren, altogether covered with grass and forsaken, and its stone walls will be razed to the ground. Afterward, I repented. I observed that I might choose instruction. I doze a little, and I sleep a little, and I fold my arms across my chest a little. If you do this, your poverty shall go before you, and want like a strong runner. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Just to read these proverbs and to think about them. Just a lot of good help for us here. What do you think about as we read through there? What stood out to you? Just any thought that just keeps coming up as we read through there over and over, it said again. Wisdom, right? Being wise. Being wise. How do you get wise? It said a lot of different ways in here to be wise. Can you find me a few verses? How about verse 7? Wisdom and good thinking are in the gates of the wise. So to get wisdom and good thinking, where do you need to be?
In the presence of the wise person.
Yes, in the gates of the wise, with wise people. So surround yourself with wise people. Just associate with them and stick around and see what you can learn. Just keep your ears open and walk like they walk. I really appreciated here verse 11 and 12 there too. Just thinking about how God will, God knows the hearts of all. And he who formed every breath knows all things. He will render to each man according to his works. And I had to think about some of my own family, my own brothers and sisters in Pennsylvania. Just recently, some of them are going off to big gatherings to learn how to be good moms and dads and stuff like that. Big evangelical gatherings and just getting all pumped up on how to be a good parent. And just how do you think that Christians can go to the world to learn how to be a better Christian? You know, it just doesn't make sense, does it? So if you want to learn how to be wise, stay in the gates of the wise and surround yourself with Christians. If you want to be a Christian, surround yourself with Christians. But if you want to be worldly, surround yourself with the world and you'll get more worldly. That's just how it works. If you want to be a Christian, stick with Christians and learn and grow. And even if it seems kind of boring sometimes and kind of hard sometimes and difficult. It's a difficult way to walk, but it's a blessing. And I think it'll be more and more of a blessing, even if it seems tough for now. So just keep on being faithful in your little spot. You know, learn from your parents and trying to get better at what you're supposed to get better at. Okay? Okay, Lord bless you, boys. Okay, you can come up and say your memory work.
Last week, we're supposed to think of someone that was content or not content in what happened to him. And Abraham was content to let Lot pick the best land. He didn't get all mad and just fight over it with Lot. And then God saw how content he was and gave him some better land.
Paul was content in wherever he was and whatever he was doing.
I got the same as Roger. Lot was content Abraham was content when Lot got the better land, and he was content with not as good land.
When God hit Elijah at Brook Cherith, he was content with all the things God gave him, like the birds giving him food, and it was a really nice place down there.
1 Timothy 6:8. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content.
I thought about Gideon when he was just being faithful at home and threshing his father's wheat or whatever, and when the angel came and called him to go fight a war.
I thought of John D. Rockefeller. He was owned an oil company, or started an oil company back in the early 1900s, and he was one of the first people to be a billionaire in the States and one of the richest men in the world. And when somebody interviewed him, they asked him how much would be enough to make you happy, and he said just a little bit more. And nowadays, it isn't just rich people that are unhappy with what they have. A lot of poor people are too. We just need to learn to be content.
John, they put John on the Isle of Patmos, and he was there serving the Lord. He must have been content because the Lord gave him revelations. The Lord gave him revelations, and he probably wouldn't have given revelations to him if he would have been all content.
Joseph and Mary were just normal people. They weren't expecting anything really in their life, anything special, but God chose them to be the parents of Jesus, the one who everybody had been looking forward to for so many years.
Absalom wasn't content, and so he wanted to be king, and so he sat at the gate of the palace and tried to steal everyone's heart against the king. And so at the end, he rebelled against his father, and then at the end, he got defeated and killed.
I thought of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They weren't content with what God gave them, and when Satan offered them fruit and made them see better, they took it because they weren't content with that, with what they had.
The children of Israel, they were content. They wanted a king, but instead of God telling them what to do, they wanted a king. And it was that choice. They were captured, and, made into slaves, and tortured.
Yeah, I don't know where this. I saw it this morning, and then I failed to. It said John somewhere, 1 John or 2 John, one of the Johns. Oh, here it is. In the third book of John. I think the third book of John is only one chapter, so verse 9 of 3 John. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind all his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content with that, he himself does not receive the brethren. and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has a good testimony from all, and from the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and you know that our testimony is true. And I just thought about this man, how his condemnation was that he was at odds with the church because he didn't accept people or love him and was selfish. But this other man, it doesn't say much about him, but he had a good testimony and he was unselfish and loved the church.